not sure if I should say a word of welcome to this shrine, because I myself am a visitor. But anyway, welcome to this International Shrine of Our Lady of Peace and Good Voyage, since it's international. Mga foreigners have also joined in the celebration of Our Lady of Peace and Good Voyage. If you want to honor Mary with a little bit longer title, you can call her Nuestra Señora de la Paz y Buen Viaje. And if you really want to honor her with a longer title, you call her Mahanga Birhen ng Kapayapaan at Mabuting Paglalakbay. The patroness of this shrine, which is also the cathedral of this diocese of Antipolo, has other titles. She's the Virgin of Antipolo, she's Our Lady of Antipolo. She's up there. I don't know if you can see her very well from down here, but I saw a close-up of her earlier. I'm very happy that she's not behind a purple cloth, even though I love that tradition of veiling the images in the later part of Lent. I'm happy to be able to see Our Lady of Peace and Good Voyage here. I'm a visitor, so I hope you don't mind if I start with a little focus on this image and on this devotion, which is so old and so fascinating. It's a fascinating image because Mary has very big eyes, as if she can really see for us. She can guide us on our voyage. And she also is wearing earrings. May mga hikaw. I've never seen an image of Our Lady with earrings. Anyway, she's very old, very old. She's a traveler. She came from Acapulco, Mexico, on one of the Spanish galleons. In fact, she departed from Mexico 398 years ago yesterday, March 25, 1626. And she has traveled in Spanish galleons across the Pacific at least six times. But now she's here. Now, some of you who are here, perhaps you work nearby or you live nearby and this is your home parish and you're just here for the regular daily noon mass. But others are here on pilgrimage because this is a pilgrimage site, maybe a special pilgrimage for Holy Week, mga mahang na araw. Today is Tuesday of Holy Week. I have come, as I said earlier, with the Anuin community on our annual Visita Iglesia pilgrimage. We have almost 100 people together in this pilgrimage. We boarded the buses in Las Piñas before 5 o'clock this morning. And we have stopped to pray at six other churches in Rizal along the way. And this Mass is for us a culmination of our pilgrimage. Well, millions of people come to this shrine. It's one of the most popular shrines in the whole country. And now, as of exactly 1 year ago yesterday, it has been given the official title of an international shrine, one of only 11 international shrines in the whole world. So that was granted last year, March 25, 2023, and then it was formally celebrated 2 months ago today, exactly 2 months ago today, that was January 26th, and then exactly 1 month ago today, February 26th, it was the shrine received the golden rose from Pope Francis. That's our golden rose. So that's Nakagita. Okay, Saliko? Okay, so we look for the golden rose if you get a chance to go up there. It's really gold, and it's a sign of honor from the Pope. It's one of the highest honors the Pope can give to a shrine or a devotion. So it's a very great privilege to be here. This is a historic and special and holy place. And we come here to pray. We come to pray for peace. We know the world is desperately in need of prayers for peace. So many wars, so many threats of war, and so many reasons why peace is lacking in people's hearts. So we pray for peace, and we also pray for good voyage, for mabuting paglalakbay. And trusting our journeys to the intercession of our Blessed Mother is an ancient tradition. We might think that our journeys are long and arduous. I mean, we've been on the road all day. But If you were traveling from Acapulco, Mexico, on one of those Manila galleons, it would take about 4 months to get here, if you arrive at all. You can imagine how happy and how grateful to God everyone would be when the galleon finally arrived in Manila. The sailors, the passengers, and the people waiting for their loved ones, waiting for supplies, waiting for news from Mexico or news from Spain. So we can understand why this tradition arose of thanking God and of thanking Mary for her prayers. Well, being here in this shrine reminds us of the importance of praying for good voyage, but it also reminds us of the more important voyage that all of us are on. We might not be traveling across the Pacific for 4 months, but we are on a journey through this world, the journey of life in this world, and we are journeying toward our true and lasting homeland, that is heaven. Heaven with Jesus and Mary, with the angels and saints. Now, Mary helps us along the way, of course, but she wants more than anything for us to get home. That's the good voyage. Well, since we're here in a Marian shrine, I'd like to look at today's gospel from Mary's perspective. In Holy Week, we don't see much of Mary until she suddenly appears standing at the foot of the cross, and then we realize, oh, she has been with us the whole time. She's been here all along in the background. Jesus knew she was here. Jesus knew that she was journeying with him in his passion. In the tradition of the Stations of the Cross, they even meet each other along the way to Calvary. She was supporting him with a mother's love. She was joining him in his offering of himself in sacrifice to the Father. And Mary wants us to know that she's with us too on our journey. It's sometimes a very sorrowful journey. And we don't always see her, but we know that she's always here, especially when we draw near the cross or when we are bearing a cross. Mary's not mentioned in today's gospel for Tuesday, Holy Week. This is Martes Santo, mayor. But she's certainly nearby. She's in the background. Of course she is. Because if she's going to be at the cross the next day, the next afternoon, she's certainly going to be nearby on Holy Thursday evening. This is at the Last Supper, this gospel. And we hear Jesus revealing that he knows that one of the 12, one of his closest followers, is about to betray him. He knows it's Judas. He knows it. But he doesn't say it directly because he's still appealing to Judas. He's still reaching out to him. He's even favoring him with this gesture of giving him something to eat. But in the end, Judas hardens his heart and Satan enters him. That's what it says here in the gospel. Satan enters him. If you want to know the exact opposite of peace and good voyage, take a good look at Judas. He has no peace, and he has completely lost his way. Mary could tell that something was wrong with Judas. Of course, she's a very intuitive and perceptive mother. And she knows when something's wrong with us too. We can't hide things from our mother. She knows when Satan is at work, because she has so often fought him herself. Mary is a warrior queen. We see her up there holding a scepter, wearing a big crown. She's obviously a powerful queen. And she's aware of Satan's tricks and Satan's lies and Satan's attacks and temptations. And she's always stepping on his head. She's always crushing him. That's part of how she intercedes for us to have a good voyage, getting rid of those obstacles to a good voyage that Satan is always putting in the way. He's always blocking the road. Anyway, Mary knows what's going on, but Judas, very sadly, very tragically, moves out of the range of Mary's help. And it was night, the gospel says. It was night. Not only dark outside, but even darker insight for Judas. Peter, who's the other main figure in this gospel, is not like Judas. He's still on the journey. He's still inside. He's still in the light. But he's not very perceptive. He's not very realistic. He thinks that he's stronger than he really is. He doesn't have big eyes like Mary. He doesn't have big eyes of faith to see what she sees. So when Jesus tells Peter that he can't follow him now, but he will follow him later, Peter rashly declares that he will follow him now. He disagrees with Jesus. Bad idea. He says, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. He's sincere. He's not lying. He's sincere, but he's also proud. And he's also focused on his own abilities. He hasn't listened to Jesus. Not really. Mary, who's a good listener, maybe that's the symbolism of the earrings, no? Mary, who's a good listener, she knows better. She knows what Peter has not yet learned. That Jesus' way to glory, and he speaks about glory here in this gospel, his way to glory is not by being tough or by being strong or by uttering courageous declarations, not by doing his own will, his own way. His way to glory is by submitting to the Father, to the will of the Father. Look what Jesus says. He's not glorifying himself. The Father is glorifying him. And he's absolutely confident in the love of the Father. So he can see glory. Jesus can see glory even on this, the darkest of nights. And this is what Mary sees too. Not with natural sight, but with those big eyes of faith. She can trust that glory is on the other side of all this darkness because Jesus has said so. She trusts him, not herself. Well, this is what Mary teaches us in this shrine. This is what she teaches us on our journey. Yes, it can be dark along the way. It's not dark out now. It's the middle of the day and it's a very hot summer day. But it can be dark. And this week, this Holy Week, this Semana Santa, reminds us that God does not prevent all suffering. No. He uses it for something greater. He has something greater in mind. He overcomes Satan by the power of sacrificial love. We naturally shy away from sacrifice, from suffering. We don't see the value of it. But Mary does not shy away from suffering. She's known from Jesus' infancy that a sword would pierce her. And when it happens, she knows God is at work, even though it's terrible and painful and dark. She knows God is at work, so she stands at the cross. And she strengthens everyone who stands at the cross there with her. So it doesn't seem like peace and good voyage when we're at the cross or when we're suffering. It doesn't seem like it. But this is exactly where we find the true secret of peace, the true secret of a successful voyage through this valley of tears. So we turn to our Lady Mary, our Mother, our Lady of Peace and Good Voyage. In these holy days, on this sorrowful journey, on this pilgrimage, journey with us and pray for us. Amen.